This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and Keith Kam is in the studios with us for Market Wrap, this time to remind us that it's income tax time. LHDN, or our Inland Revenue Board, is aiming to collect more this year. Keith, how much more exactly?
So their target is 150 billion ringgit more from 147 billion previously. And their figure came from the fact that our economic growth is about 4.5 to 5%. So, you know, that sort of justifies it. Also, remember that we don't have the GST anymore. So there's a shortfall of, quite a significant billion to fill. Have you filed yours yet? Because I tried to over the weekend, and I couldn't get the 2018 form B out.
Yeah.
But I checked it just now, and it's out. So I guess I have to be a good boy and do it this weekend.
I have thought about it. Does that count? I have been thinking about it.
I wait till the middle of the month usually.
Well, whatever it is, your deadline is the 30th of April. Yeah. So, you know, you might
so
well
you're
just
you know you're plenty just. Of time. Bugging us at a very early stage, actually.
Not really, Lynn, because I want to see just how efficient this IRB under this new government, Malaysian Baru, is. How efficient they are in giving back the refunds, which, you know, Lim Guan Eng has promised that it would be very, very quick. Anyway, last year IRB did collect 137 billion ringgit, and that's their highest ever. This year, IRB is also targeting those who have under-declared their taxes, especially those with overseas accounts who try to hide their earnings there. And they have introduced something called the SVDP, the Special Voluntary Disclosure Program, which encourages taxpayers to voluntarily declare any unreported income. And Finance Minister Lim, however, reminds us that while you may have normalize your taxes under that program, if your income is from dubious sources, other laws will come and bite you.
When you talk about the voluntary disclosure program, even though the emphasis, the focus was on those who have bank accounts overseas, and then because under the arrangement that we carried out with the other developed countries, we share information, financial information and data, so we know who has how much. I'm sure you'll be interested in certain individuals. When we put this program, they will then be able to normalize their tax payments. But it doesn't mean that if they committed any criminal wrongdoing, they're exempted. No, they're separate. I just give an example like Jolo. If Jolo comes back, he'll be charged. But he still has to pay tax, you know. So remember, when you're prosecuted under taxation laws, the penalty is 300%. Now we are offering you 10% and then 15% if it's...
So that was, of course, Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng explaining. You know, I think a lot of people associate this voluntary disclosure program with the slightly frightening emails that have arrived at.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just, you know, you end up having to read it. Did you see the second one that came out reassuring everyone?
I did. But the thing is, if you didn't do anything wrong, you shouldn't be scared, right?
No, I know. But the second one with the language, like, we want to assure you that, you know, we're not going to use, we're not going to come to your house at night. I just loved all of it. It was wonderful. So did the minister disclose how many voluntary disclosures the IRB actually received?
Over 203,000 taxpayers.
Wow.
But he didn't give a breakdown of how many have overseas accounts. But he says this figure will be made known at the end of the year. He also, like I said, you know, he pledges that the IRB will send out refunds as quickly as possible. So
they were pretty quick last year, in my experience.
The odd thing is, I did get a refund, strangely enough, in January this year. I thought it was a scam email, but when I checked my account, there was money in there. So yeah, way to go.
All right, and now for stocks, I think something happened with Brahim's Holdings today, the company that caters food for airlines.
That's some of the things they do. They also do frozen food, but food in general. So Brahim's Holdings fell sharply. It became a PN17 company due to the fact that its shareholder equity fell below the 25% threshold, and PN17 comes with it the risk of the stock being delisted. So Brahim fell to 44% today, closing at 11.5 cents, hit a low of 11 cents.
Keith, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.